Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, a third of your season's worth of points have come here in the last 3 weeks. It's been for a lot of different reasons. Health a part of it, just guys producing has been a part of it. How proud of this group are you that, they've been able to get it done in crunch time?
Well, it's been a grind. It's been a grind all year for everybody, for that matter, in our league. And nobody's wanted to take the bull by the horns. And, the last seven games, have put us in this position right now. And, and that's what you need. You just needed somebody needed to go take a 2 week or 3 week, get on a 2 week or 3 week roll, just like a Bowling Green. They were left for dead a few weeks ago. And look where they were at last week before they got swept by Tech. But again, you get hot at the right time and you win some back-to-back-to-back games and get some points and, you can move up in the standings.
Like you mentioned, you're on a seven-game point streak. Tech had a seven-gamer mid-November to early December. Bowling Green was at six. That ended last week. St. Thomas's longest five, Mankato's four, Northern three, Ferris and Lake State two. It's amazing. It's pretty much following the standings. Teams that have gone on runs have done well.
100%. You've done your homework there, Schulze.
Did any of those stand out at you? I mean, it's hard for me to believe the only two games that Lake State took points on was against us, and that was so darn long ago.
Yeah, I mean, they won the series with us. I mean, they were a better team over the four games than us.
Yeah. When you and I have talked about some games where you've given up goals and left points on the table, to me, and this is easy to say now looking back on it when you're playing Minnesota State again, but that two Saturday stretch. Down 4-0 to Michigan Tech. You come back and win 6-4.
Yeah.
The very next Saturday, you're down 5-2 in Mankato. You come back and win 7-6. You're probably not in this position without those two wins. I mean, that showed your team that you can win in a variety of different ways. It gave them a little hope. It gave you points. You've said all along you need points every week. Those two, looking back on it, were awfully darn important, weren't they?
Well, they sure were, the way we did it, too. I mean, speaking of left for dead, we were left for dead both of those games. And we found a way to get it done, and those are 6 points, three apiece in those particular games. And no, Schulze, you and I have talked off the air too, like you know how many points that we've left on the table, and whether it's been a lead late in the third period on a couple occasions, as of late. But everybody can play that game right now. So that's why, again, you just can't play it because there's eight teams that can play it.
Kyle Loft is the defenseman of the week in the CCHA. Reese Chittenden, the rookie of the week. Adam Flamang is the forward of the month. Eric Polkamp, the defenseman of the month in the league. It's probably a little word association with all four of those guys. To you, Kyle Loft last week was blank.
Lofty.
It's a good way. That's what you expect out of him. I like that. Reese Chittenden last week was blank.
A bull.
Eric Polkamp in February was blank.
He was engaged. He was dialed in.
And Adam Flamang was blank.
He was heavy. He was a warrior.
You talk about heavy. I've been asked by a couple people, why does Tom say that these guys are, and I'm stealing their term, fat? Heavy in hockey terms is you play physical and you play with a motor, right?
Yeah, well, heavy is you win puck battles. Heavy is you win a lot of puck battles. And there's a, you're on the wall, you come up with the puck. Heavy is puck battles. It's not really playing fast either. That's different, with a motor. Heavy is just winning puck battles.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, anyone who's watched a sports movie sees the rah-rah speech from the coach before a big game. Is yours tonight to your team going to be much different than any other one this year?
No, it won't be, but, obviously, again, those things, Schulze, that goes on in the locker room. That's between us. But, no, there'll be some things said.
You look at their line chart, their top line, Lucas Sauter, Sam Morton, Luke Wilson. I mean, that's 25 points, 31 points, and 16 points. Second line, Grohl, Isley, and Karabas, 19 points, 22 points, 20 points. What have you noticed about the top end of their production lately?
Well, I mean, that top line's really good. I mean, Sam Morton, he's a driver. Right now, you can say he's the best player in our league. Nobody can argue it. I mean, what's he got, 22 goals? And again, Lucas Sauter, another fifth-year senior right there. These guys have played a lot of hockey over the course of the last five. And I think this might be Sam Morton's sixth year of college hockey, maybe. I know he got injured last year, so, and Wilson's emerging. And, no, they got good depth up front.
is last line change any more important against these guys with everything that's on the line this weekend than any other weekend series?
Well, I'd rather have the last line change than being on the road.
When you won the Cup in 2017, you won it in Huntsville with games to play yet in the season. How nice is it? How happy are you for your fans that you can bring this weekend to them and hopefully bring them a championship?
Well, I mean, again, I'd rather be at home. I like being where we're at, the position we're in. And other than that, it's exciting, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
This kind of excitement doesn't happen a lot. Have your guys embraced it?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I've said this 100 times, Schultz, that we don't talk about it, so I don't know. We just go about our business the way you have to. You just have to go about your business the way you normally do, you know, week to week. And Monday's a Monday, Tuesday's a Tuesday, Wednesday's a Wednesday, Thursday's a Thursday. And I think that's what you have to make sure you do. You got to be consistent with how you approach the week. Our guys know what's at stake, Schultz. I don't need to say anything, and I don't need to talk about it. And that, to me, if you get... If you talk about things too much, I think that's bad karma.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next, right here on the Beaver